Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
And we're back with Rhea Rasich, and she's a registered holistic nutritionist teaching us how to make the best of our gut microbiome, keeping it healthy and keeping food, getting the most nutrients we can from food, and eliminating all that we, no longer serves us, that we don't need. So give us a few tips on how to make a good day of food. What would you do in the morning?
Oh, wow. In the morning is, you know, I have a smoothie. I like smoothies. And then again, I think a good breakfast, whatever you choose to eat. I mean, obviously, we're looking at what is healthy. I'm not eating, you know, genetically modified foods. Obviously, we're hearing more and more about that. And the research actually is proving it's not really good for our gut lining. Mm-hmm. And we're just adding, you know, just a good breakfast, have a snack, have lunch. So I would say in the morning, I mean, it depends on what you like. If you like cereal, go for cereal. Have some yogurt. That's, you know, that's fermented. That's lovely. It's going to help your gut microbes. They like that. It's
okay,
not
Rhea,
healing medicine.
Let's look at a good smoothie. So we want some prebiotic in there. Would that be like chia or hemp seed?
Sure.
Okay, definitely. And then we want probiotic.
Fruit and vegetables
would be good.
Yeah.
Throw spinach, throw some greens in to get that chlorophyll to feed the good bacteria.
For sure.
What kind of yogurt would you put into it to get that live active bacteria?
Plain in there. You got fruit, so I put plain yogurt in there, you know, not extra sugar.
Okay. And how are we doing for protein? Should we protein it up more? Or?
You know, you can if you want. You can buy, there's some great proteins in the market. You can just buy some natural sprouted protein. You can buy fermented protein nowadays. And I think you're going to be much more bioavailable and really work with the body more. But again, protein is kind of a controversy. I don't think it matters. I don't think you need a lot. There's protein in vegetables and fruits. I mean, I'm vegan and I get enough protein in my diet every day and I don't eat, you know, meat.
We've got prebiotics, we've got probiotics. Yeah. What do we put some oil in there?
You can if you want, if you like to throw everything in, but remember, you know, I think too much is overwhelming. I think throughout the day, if you want to spread things out, I think your body works better if you don't have a lot of this stuff. You're kind of overwhelming all those enzymes. I think if you want to work nicer with the body, you don't have to put in a whole bunch of stuff. So I'd stick with just your yogurt and maybe coconut water, just regular water and some fruit and some veggies if you want, and a bit of protein. That looks great.
Sounds good. It can be very pretty too.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be overwhelming. It just has to be nutritious, and you know, that's just what it is. It's just about nutrition, not overwhelming the body. And I think we always think the numbers are trying to overwhelm the body with so much stuff. It doesn't always work. We keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Simple is good. You know, really, really supports the gut.
And Rhea, what would you suggest drinking throughout the day just to keep things flushed? What are healthy drinks?
Water.
Water, water, water.
Water, water, water. Lots of water. Water is so good. You know, water definitely. I mean, green tea is awesome. You've heard about green tea. A lot of people don't like that. Add some herb if you don't like green tea. Just add a bit of peppermint to it. It's still will be good, and it's beneficial for you. It's loaded with antioxidants, but water is always really good to drink throughout the day. I don't think we drink enough water, so I'd say really make a point on drinking lots of water.
So that hydration's really helpful for your microbiome health?
Yeah, our cells, we need it. We need water.
What are we, 70, 75% water, something like that?
Yep. We need a lot of water, and I go to the bathroom all the time. Well, the more water you drink, the less you will have to go to the bathroom. Your body will get used to it, so just find your place and try to get up to your 8 glasses a day of water.
Right.
If you can, make it a goal, and don't drink it with your meals, because water, anything to drink with meals, flushes away enzymes we need to break our food down, and that's a kind of an important key thing. And we all drink with our meals. It's okay if we're going out and having a glass of wine once in a while or whatever, but if we're at home, really don't drink with your meal. It's better for your body. and for your enzymes.
And it's a whole lot easier if you're prone to acid reflux as well, too, isn't
for
it?
For sure. Yep.
So keep those enzymes and the stomach acid right where it should be to break things down properly.
Yeah, we need those enzymes to break our food down. And, you know, if we've got a lot of food there, you know, we'll have to break up. We're working all the time, Kathy. Our bodies are working all the time. Mm-hmm. We need to just, you know, slow our body down, add some fermented food, because that's already done for us. We don't have to work at breaking it up and chelating it and cofactoring it and getting it to the cell. The microbes do all that work for us. You know, we just slow that food or have that. It just works better for us. So incorporate some good fermented food into your diet. Drink lots of water and have 5 meals a day.
5 meals a day.
Well, you have breakfast, then you have a snack.
Yeah.
You know, a piece of fruit or maybe some nuts or seeds or whatever. Have a snack. And then you have your lunch, whether it be, you know, some pasta or whatever you like, you know. And then you have a snack midday. Again, you know, some people hit a 3 o'clock wall. So they have a chance to have that other piece of fruit or maybe a few nuts or almonds or something. Just have a snack or maybe leftover lunch, whatever you want to lunch.
Ria, how long have you been vegan?
Gone off and on for years, probably about 10 years now. I've been vegetarian for 14, 15 years, so, but I'm off and on vegan. Yeah. I love it.
So is that choice to create a healthier microbiome, or is there other reasons behind it?
Not really, Kathy. It's more of the animal thing for me, but I just find with a vegan diet as well, I'm actually feeding. My gut is so healthy, and it really is healthier. And I'm just eating now and learning to add more fermented food in there is really supporting of my gut flora. I really feel a difference, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how about those kombucha drinks that are all over the market? Are they beneficial?
You know, I can say yes, and I can say I'm not sure. I mean, there's a lot of them. They're only fermented for a couple of days, so they may still have some sugar, but you're definitely going to see some benefits. Definitely, I'd say yes. I say yes.
Okay. Yep. And if we don't feel like we have enough enzymes through our food and through ferments and things like that, what do we do to supplement to increase the ability to break everything down properly into vitamins, minerals, amino acids so that we can have the work done for us? Because as you alluded to, digestion takes a lot of work and it can take a lot of energy.
Work. I mean, you know, we have the power, but we're all flooded nowadays. We've got, you know, chemicals in our food, the air we breathe, you know, the water we're drinking, and the stress levels that we've got. So today's society, we're really, you know, we do have a lot of things working against us, but we've got a lot of research working for us. And I think when it comes to, you know, probiotics and prebiotics, I think those are a great place to start. I don't think the numbers are good. There's a, you know, like we were talking before, there's a company called Living Alchemy, and I think their supplements, they ferment. They ferment slowly, and that is the richest. There's over 4,500 pieces of research on fermented soy for gut health. We're talking about our terrain, our gut lining, feeding our microbes, letting them start to recolonize, regrow, and do their own job. And not adding 50 billion or 100 billion of fuel to our fire, which we're already compromised. They're going to look for space. They're not going to find that. We're compromised already. So I think a supplement would be obviously a good choice as well, too. So definitely.
Okay. And when you're eating the live active bacteria from yogurt, you're getting ferments from kefir and
kombucha, sauerkraut, you know,
kimchi, sauerkraut.
There's just some great foods out there right now that eat the ferments just a little bit. With everything, that's all right, the Asians or the healers will just give you a little bit because that's all you need. A little bit every day starts to support your own bacteria to start recolonizing and regrowing and doing their job and healing and knitting. And all you need is a little bit. We don't need a lot. You know, these numbers are so high, it's insane. We don't need a lot. We just need nutrition.
It's quality over quantity.
Totally, Kathy. Totally. That's what it is. And, you know, it's the marketing and you have to have this number, you have to this much. And, you know, for healing therapeutically, yes, a number may do that for you, but not after a long time. You know, you want to work with that person and then get back to a good diet, and that's really important. You know, and we all strive for that. We're all learning, and yes, you know, diet is important, but, you know, you don't have to be vegan or vegetarian. You can be a meat eater. You can be whoever you are. Just pay attention to your gut, because your gut is everything. It is the root of everything.
Right, your wealth of knowledge with nutrition. It's wonderful to hear. So in order for our digestive systems to work optimally, what do we need to do to be able to really digest well? Do we eat sitting down, or do you even digest when you run and eat?
Nope. We're stressed. Stress shuts down our digestive system. Bottom line, when we're stressed, we shouldn't eat, because it shuts down our enzymes to do the production. So we shut down when we're stressed. So eat slowly, chew your food 30 times. That's hard. Okay, everybody today, I'd like you to go home and have your lunch today, or have your dinner or your snack tonight, and sit there and actually count 30 times. Like, count 30, you know, before you swallow that. Chew it for 30, count 30, and then swallow. Yeah. Let me tell you, that's the hardest thing in the world to do, but boy, that's going to start your enzymes starting in your mouth and helping you, you know, start to break down your food before you get your stomach acid. And it really supports you, but it's very difficult, because we all want to get somewhere, or we, you know, but if we eat slowly and pay attention to our food and not have a whole bunch at the same plate, we're going to be doing okay. It's the baby steps, Cassie.
It is that mindful eating and really stopping and savoring and chewing. And the digestion does start in the oral cavity with chewing. You even have an enzyme that's secreted through there before you even swallow, right?
Yeah, you got it. I mean, I'm sure you've had conversations on your talk before about all this. And, you know, it's been around for a long time. Whether we choose to do it, you know, even if you do it with one meal a day, you're at least starting to get on the track. You'll soon understand, you know, what you need. And yeah, things, baby steps. We can't turn things around overnight, but we certainly can. Our body will change. It will go and work with you if you work with it, if you just start giving it the tools it needs. And those little bits every day, add some fermented food in your diet. Try to make some. There's lots of great things on YouTube to learn about making fermented food, or buying, you know, fermented supplements off the shelf. I mean, those are, you know, this is food. This is nutrition. This is bioavailable. It's active. It's alive. It's real food for a change. And that's important.
Rhea, thanks so much for being on the show today. Is there any websites or anywhere that people can go to find out more information about Living Intentions or fermented foods?
Oh, there's a lot of them out there, Kathy. Oh, boy, you sent me on that one. I don't know. If they want to know about a supplement, there's a great company called livingalchemy.com, and you can go online there, and they'll start you on your way, and you can, you know, look at fermented stuff they do. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And
love Kathy.
We'll talk to you again soon. Yeah, oh, you bet. We're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be speaking with our author, Vivian Nantel, about Becoming the Light.